Think even back to the creation, back when God created this beautiful garden and then created man, created woman, and put them in charge of the garden. They were to take care of the garden. He only had one command: don't partake of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Whose responsibility was it not to partake of the tree of knowledge of good and evil? Adam and Eve's. Adam and Eve's. Not God's. Adam and Eve's. And we go through the entire Bible, and we've got just a few in the New Testament. I want you to think about this. I want you to decide who is in control, who is in charge here. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Who is in charge of deciding whether or not to believe in Jesus Christ? There are people in this world today who do not believe in Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, probably a lot of the world, a majority of the world, may have problems believing that Jesus Christ is a Son of God. That's not God in charge. That's him giving me and you the ability to decide. John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. Now, who is in charge of deciding whether or not that I love Jesus and I'm going to keep his commandments? That falls on my shoulders. That falls on my shoulders. Mark 16:16. Jesus, you know, this great commission where he says, he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. Whose shoulder does it rest on whether or not to believe in Jesus Christ and be baptized for the remission of sins? God is not in control there. God has given us the ability to make decisions. Now then, let's get to the point where God is in control. Matthew 25:21. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of my Lord. That's God in charge now. What's he in charge of? Judging what I have done with my freedom as a human being to choose to believe in him, to follow him, to worship him, and to obey him. Based upon that, then I will hear the words, enter into the joy of your Lord. Without that, unfortunately, I will not hear those words. Now, who's in charge? I'm in charge. Who gets to make the decision of what I hear the Lord say on the judgment day? I get to make that choice. I get to make that action. It's up to me. You know, there comes a point, though, in this life, when this life ceases, where that choice disappears. I no longer have a choice. It has been decided. God now takes complete charge. He will judge me, and based upon the life that I've lived. So as we sit here tonight, we think about it. God is in charge of an eternity called heaven. There is also an eternity called hell. There is a place where I am going to live for an eternity. God is going to be the judge of my deeds. But it's up to me. I'm in control. I'm in charge. I elect where I will spend an eternity. You know, God's not going to decide that. Have you thought about that? God's not going to decide whether I go to heaven or hell. I will decide that. Based upon what? Based upon the life that I live here. So as we sit here tonight, we think about it. You know, it's my decision. It's up to me. Where do I want to spend an eternity? Now I can look at God's word and say, am I short anywhere? Is there something tonight that would prevent me from hearing, enter into the joys of your Lord? If there is, it's time to take care of it, whether it requires a public response or whether it requires initial obedience into Christ via hearing, believing, repenting, confessing his name, and being baptized. Whether it requires either one of those, we can walk out of here tonight with assured knowledge that we will hear those words. God will be in charge then. I will have lost control. I have it now. What am I going to do with it? That's a thought that we ought to have. If that thought concerns you, let's remedy that as we stand, as we sing. Tenderly, Jesus is called.